Now playing movie reviews in 20 Qs.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
Hello, good people, and welcome to the creepiest start to a podcast that we can imagine. I am your host, Sam Hurley, and I am joined this week by that amazing voice, Dory. How are you, Dory?
Good, mate. Great to be back.
Oh, good to hear. Good to hear. And the other voice that we've got along on this podcast this week is the gingerest of all the princesses, Stacey Hurley. How are you, Stacey?
I'm super excited to be here.
I don't believe it anymore. You keep saying that every week, and I'm pretty sure you're full of fucking shit.
No. I may not be super excited about the movies we watch.
But... What is the movie we're doing this week, Stace?
We are looking at the live-action remake of Aladdin.
Yes, so this came about because Dory here, while we were recording our 100th episode, subscribe on Patreon, you can listen to it early, Dory here was incredibly excited about doing it.
So excited.
And basically suggested to us that he really wants to do it. He's ashamed he hasn't been on a podcast with Stacey yet, so we've made it happen.
Yay! Yeah, I don't know, you may regret it by the end. We'll see.
I'm just a big kid and I love kids' movies.
I'm glad you added the "is" in movies at the end of the As you guys can see, we are doing Aladdin, the latest remake from Disney, well, live-action remake from Disney. And yeah, we all went and saw it. We've got thoughts about it. But if you're not planning on going to see Aladdin, probably because you've already seen the animated version, and why would you need to go see another version? Stacey's going to hit us with a plot. So what's the plot of the film Aladdin, Stacey?
Aladdin is a lovable street urchin who meets Princess Jasmine, the beautiful daughter of the Sultan of Agrabah. Aladdin stumbles across a magic oil lamp that unleashes a powerful, wisecracking, larger-than-life genie. As Aladdin and the genie start to become friends, they must soon embark on a dangerous mission to stop the evil sorcerer Jafar from overthrowing young Jasmine's kingdom.
Interesting.
There's a lot wrong with this.
A little bit.
And I actually had to remove some stuff because it said while Aladdin was searching the Jasmine's palace, he stumbled across a lamp. I'm like, did this person even watch the movie?
Searching Jasmine's palace.
I would definitely search Jasmine's palace.
Yes. So IMDb have the score at 7.4 out of 10, Rotten Tomatoes at 57%, and, well, we've got an audience score of 94%. See, anywho, scores out of 10,000. Dory, what would you score this movie as a score out of 10,000 lamps?
Ooh, I had big expectations going in. Loved the original. It met my expectations, but definitely didn't blow them away. I'm going to give it about 6,000 lamps.
Whoa! This is the man that was singing and dancing in the seat beside me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love the songs, I know the movie well, but yeah, there was definitely stuff left to be desired, but in the other day, I left with a smile on my face.
Did you? Because I'm pretty sure I saw you crying at the end.
They were happy tears.
Spoiler alert, but when Will Smith becomes a human, I looked over to Dory, and Dory sort of gave me this knowing look of, shut up, don't you say anything. What about you, Ginger Princess? What would you score this as a score out of 10,000 lamps?
5,422.
Can I just add that I love lamp?
Yes! I'm about roughly where you guys are. I'm going to split the difference and go 5,712 lamps. It's passable. We'll get into that a little bit more because, as usual, we are going to start this podcast with a compliment sandwich where we say one thing good, one thing bad, and one thing good about this film. Before we get into 9 questions that we all answer, before our personal questions, and then one final all-play question that, well, yeah, couldn't help but apply this to this movie. So, yeah, compliment sandwich, one thing good, one thing bad, one thing good. Why don't you lead us off there, Dory?
One thing good, the remake did keep pretty much to the script of the original. Like, there were a few tweaks here and there, definitely minor changes, but overall, the feeling of the movie was pretty much the same. A lot of the songs are the same. And if you liked the first one, you couldn't hate the remake. Bad thing, it was a really slow start to the movie. Like, the beginning was a grind.
Yes.
It felt like, and I heard this from other people as well, that it was like 45 minutes into it before it really started rolling and we sort of were getting a bit of like development and there were things happening. So that was pretty hard.
Like, don't get me wrong, they had a pretty awesome action scene to open with where he's running through the town sort of thing. But after that, man, yeah, what a slog.
And the final good thing, and I don't know if you guys are going to agree with this, but this is me being a bit touchy-feely. the chemistry between Aladdin and Jasmine was real good. I reckon like some of the casting in this movie was a bit crap, but those two, I don't know, they just seemed right for each other.
Yeah, they seemed like a genuine couple.
Yeah, but I also have problems with that later on.
Okay, my good thing is I love the casting. The chick who played Jasmine, Naomi Scott, she was awesome. I've never seen her before. And she played a role that could have very easily been cringy and that I could have hated right off the bat. But she wasn't cringy. She nailed it.
Stace, I wanted to scissor her. Would you scissor her?
We're not going back onto the scissoring topic. Okay. We've discussed that enough already.
Okay. So what's your second scissor answer?
Yes, and on the flip side of that, for my bad thing, Will Smith. My thought is this Will Smith playing a genie or Will Smith just being Will Smith dressed as a genie?
I feel like someone said to Will Smith, go out there and be like real charming and charismatic and cool. And rather than Will Smith being like, I'm already that, he's tried to be charming and charismatic and cool.
Yeah, I took it as he was trying to be the original genie.
I think
there's a big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
And he's not that sort of funny. Like he's a different, he's Will Smith funny.
Yeah.
So that character just did not fly for me. And it's unfortunate because the genie is a massive part of the story and you really need to believe the genie. And the final good thing is I just loved that awesome dance sequence at the end of the movie. Like as the credits were rolling, they had the wedding and they were just all going crazy like a Bollywood movie. It was awesome.
It was also the best song in the whole movie.
Yeah. Saving the best to last, man. It's the encores.
And we all hung around for the credit. Do you notice that? Like it did sort of, except no one just got up and left.
Yeah, Sam did. But
bladder the size of an acorn. I was out of there, man.
Okay, too much information, Sam. What's your compliment sandwich?
Visually, it was stunning in terms of the production levels, the sets themselves, the costumes, everything like that. Bad thing, yes, some of the casting, ultimately forgettable. The Sultan, can't remember anything he did. And, you know, Will Smith as well, wasn't a bigger fan, but it all leads up to Jafar. That guy sucked.
He was the worst.
He was easily the worst. Just this sort of sneering, generic...
Was it Marwan Kenzari, the actual actor, or was it the role he got given? Like,
come at me, bros, but this film was directed by Guy Ritchie, right?
Yep.
And Guy Ritchie is awesome at creating great anti-heroes, like Snatch and Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels and that sort of stuff. Even the supposed bad guys are anti-heroes. You still like them. Guy Ritchie's never made a good film that has a really good bad guy in it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's his downfall, is he doesn't really know how to direct a good bad guy.
I found him quite awkward.
Yeah.
Like, even when he gets the genie and he takes over as Sultan, Jasmine doesn't really seem to be on his like to-do list. She has nothing to do with his motivations. And at the end, he's like, oh, and actually, I'm going to marry you as well. Like,
Yeah.
You know, it was sort of like, he wasn't actually that keen on her. He was just doing it to spite the Sultan.
I actually thought he was asexual. I didn't think he was keen on anyone except himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Final good thing, I dug the relationship between the two leads. I didn't really like the way he went from this charming rogue to an absolutely useless dude 10 seconds later, like, hey, I want to be a prince. Sweet. Hey, so now you've gone from charming dude to charming dude of a whole bunch of money and followers and all this other stuff.
And you can't get string two words together.
You can't. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And he like upped his game and got worse.
Yeah, exactly.
If I wasn't fat and ugly, I'd be real good at picking up chicks. Like,
If I was completely different, bro, I'd be the same.
Exactly.
And anywho, that moves us on to question number two, which is a new question that we are road testing.
Which character would fart in a crowded place and not care?
Oh, it's got to be Abu. He would just do it and laugh.
Or the monkey.
Yeah, he would. He would just laugh. He wouldn't even not care. He'd love it. He'd be proud of himself.
Do you reckon it would be...
Oh, that's a good answer.
It would also be almost non-audible. Like, because he's...
Yeah.
He's got a little small... It would almost be so high-pitched if it was even a squeaky one that you probably wouldn't hear it. Like, dogs would hear it, but we wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw something controversial out there. I'm going to go with Jasmine. She's been locked away in a room for like a long time. She doesn't know about social etiquette.
Oh.
She's a bit of a shut-in. She doesn't really understand things. She probably farts in front of people all the time. Because she's a princess, no one tells her off.
No, exactly. Like, she's just got servants around her. You wouldn't like critique her. You wouldn't say, no, that's not right.
Exactly.
I went with the Sultan. He's not the most onto it character. Even if he gave a shit about social etiquette, he doesn't really seem to, you know, he doesn't seem like charming and have much pizzazz. He'd just sort of, his servants would wheel out the food, he'd eat. Yep. He'd sort of wave them off and, you know, make some rules and just go back to lounging, I think. Like.
And that moves us on to question number three. What is it, Stace?
What deep philosophical debate arose in you during this film?
At one point, me and Dory turned and looked at each other during the film. And let me set up the scenario for you. So Aladdin's busted into the princess's quarters, and the princess is obviously still trying to maintain the allure that she's not the princess sort of thing, that she's the princess's assistant or, you know, handmaiden, whatever. And so she gets the handmaiden to come out, and the handmaiden's like yarning away, and then the handmaiden tries to pretend to be the princess, like, right, I'm off to have a bath. I need to wash my cat. And so she walks out of there, and then she says to Jasmine, who's, you know, pretending not to be the princess, won't you come and help me wash my cat? To which Aladdin replies, I thought cats wash themselves. Now, notably, there's only two organisms on the human body that wash themselves. One is the eyes. The other organism belongs to a female and not a male, and it cleans itself. So, was that intentional? Because me and Dory picked up on it.
I think that was definitely an adult joke thrown in there, eh?
Yeah.
It was a bit awkward because it was really obvious amongst all the other dialogue.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it was awkward as. Yeah. Like, as soon as she said it, and my eyebrows just went.
Like, wasn't she talking about old Raja? Yeah.
No, Raja was still in the room with the other two.
Yeah, he was just chilling out.
That was the weird bit.
The funniest part was that me and Dory looked at each other, started cracking up silently. Then turned to Stacey and gave her an elbow. I fucking know, shut up.
Yeah, maturity level.
Yeah. Come on, it's a kid's movie.
What about you, Stace?
Something I always ask myself, and I asked myself when I was watching The Lion King as well. I just do not like this genre of movie. Like kids animated.
Movie?
Yeah.
Why not?
Disney. I don't know. That's my debate. I don't know why. I just try
too predictable?
To watch them. Yeah, maybe.
Do they beat you up and take your lunch money?
What? The Disney movies?
Yeah. Is that what happened?
No. I have a real problem with like cheesiness and cringy things. And that's like Disney all over.
I must admit, I find it real bizarre when someone just breaks out into song randomly. You can't help but go, okay, yeah. Oh.
Stay tuned for Elton John coming up next week.
What about you, Dory?
My deep philosophical debate, I had this with the original, and if I had three wishes, no fucking way am I using the third one on freeing the genie. I've only got three fucking wishes.
Exactly.
Like, fuck him. Like, yeah. He's been a genie for 10,000 years. What's another couple of hundred going to do? Like, the next guy can do it. Like, maybe he'll get a really compassionate person who rubs the lamp next time. But I've only got three.
And look, here's the thing about it as well is, you know, Jafar starts rubbing it. He gets wishes. Wouldn't you just share it around your mates?
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't you like, all gangbang the genie and get as many wishes out of him as you can?
Look, Stace, I've done a deal with the genie. You can rub the lamp next, but your third wish has to be to free him. I told him, like, you were going to hook him up.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That moves us on to question number four, which is a Patreon question for the princely sum of $5 a month. You get to have your question in our top 10 questions. And this question comes courtesy of the amazing man that is Dave Baker. Dave has his own Patreon. You can go check it out at patreon.com/yourfavorite, where he posts a ton of awesome content. Definitely go check that out. What Dave would like to know is which character would have an awesome social media presence and on what platform?
I went with Raja because Raja's a tiger. Like, you know, tigers are just cool. And it lives in a castle as well. Like, Raja's kicking it.
Yeah.
There's not many tigers as pimping as Raja. I don't know what platform. I can't come up with anything witty like Twiger.
That's pretty good.
Okay, I think it's going to be Prince Ali. We all know in movies when a new character gets made, some assistant gets the job of going, oh, can you just make a social media presence for this person we just invented? So someone had to make up an Instagram for Prince Ali to show all the cool holidays he's been on. Like, he's on a boat with all these beautiful maidens all over him.
Creating his backstory.
Yeah, creating his backstory.
Yeah.
So that when he turns up at the palace and everyone's like, fuck, we've never heard of this country before. Someone can go, oh, here we go. He's on Instagram.
Yeah. You know? Look at him. Oh, he's got a massive tower.
I'm going to go with generic white guy that was inserted into this movie for God knows why. Prince Anders.
Yes.
Yeah. What was he doing there?
He was awesome.
Generic, dumb, white guy. I can imagine him as a social media influencer. I can imagine him over all the platforms.
Hey, he's
telling you about how you need to snort kale to fucking lose weight or something like that.
He's not a random white guy. Isn't he Scandi? Scandinavian?
Yeah, Scandinavians are pretty white.
Yeah, I know they're white, but like they're not like your normal, like it's not Captain America vanilla, you know. He's like interesting.
What, like a bit more Thorish?
Yes.
I thought he looked a bit more ADD. Like he looked like he had mental problems.
Yeah,
like,
he absolutely did.
He totally
looked like it was a result of a lot of Scandinavian inbreeding.
Oh yeah, I was thinking like just mum was sort of liked her wine a bit much and like
yeah. That moves us on to question number 5. What is it there, Dory?
What would the porn parody name for this movie be?
I'm just going to go with a lad in her palace.
Her cat.
Her cat.
Yeah.
A lad in her self-cleaning cat.
Aladdin enters the Cave of Wonders.
That's good.
That is good.
Have you ever been to the Cave of Wonders? It's pretty awesome in there.
Not in a couple of months.
Self-cleaning.
Yes.
You're not allowed to touch anything except for the...
You know, you can. You're supposed to.
But it's very self-destructive, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't like itself a lot. You touch anything inside there, it clams up.
Yeah, if you touch something, she'll wake up.
You guys...
Wakes up incredibly angry.
You touched the wrong thing.
Bring us back on the line.
Okay, my porn parody name is a Salty Sultan.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well done, Stace.
He needs to drink more pineapple juice.
Yeah. What, is it my turn? Question 6.
Yes, question number 6.
Okay.
Comes courtesy of the amazing woman that is Emily Higgins, who runs the Tasteless Podcast. Podcast in which she reviews 2 movies, one that everyone loves, she thinks is meh, not as good as the underrated gem that she petitions for. She's an amazing woman. Go find her link to her show in the show notes and go subscribe, listen, do all the cool things.
She would like to know which character has gone the longest without showering.
It's not even close. It's obviously the genie. He's 10,000 years old and I don't think he's ever had one.
That's what I had.
Everyone had the same answer, of course. Like, yeah. He's already talked about the cramped confines of the lamp.
Yes.
Apparently it's a bit tight in there. There's not a lot of room for en-suites and various other amenities.
10,000 years or whatever. That beats it.
Does shit come out the end? Like, where does this... I guess he's magical. He doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't poop. Yeah, doesn't genie poop? Oh god damn! We're past deep philosophical debate.
You know that TV? Just on a tangent. You know that show, Genie? I Dream of Genie.
Yeah.
Something like that. When she's inside the lamp, it's like a little palace. Like she goes mini, and it's like an amazing little.
You're right. I've seen it.
Palace.
I remember that. Yeah,
she's not cramped.
It's quite velvety in there. Yes. I seem to remember.
Yeah, and satin and stuff.
Yeah,
It's velvety inside her palace.
Maybe she like wasn't. She didn't seem to have the same burdens that this genie has. Like, maybe this, you know, different conditions for different genies.
Yes, and he was just, he's like on the lower level.
They need a genie union.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, can I do the next question?
Yes.
Question number 7, brought to you by Stacey Hurley. How would you incorporate Nicolas Cage into this movie? Stacey Hurley.
Okay, he's going to actually get a speaking part.
What?
Yep, he's going to be Prince Anders, the Scandinavian crazy dude. He could be from anywhere, right? He could just turn up raving lunatic.
Yeah, for sure.
From Crazy Land. Yeah. God damn you, Stacey, that was my answer too.
Oh,
was it?
Yeah.
Because she's supposed to be put off by these princes. So if he shows up, she'd be like, ugh, come on, Dad.
Yeah, exactly. What are you up to, mate?
I also gave... Nicolas Cage's speaking part.
Whoa.
Very limited speaking, but he says one thing.
Bring me the diamond in the rough.
Oh, yes.
He is the Cave of Wonders. Replace that lion's head with Nicolas Cage's head, and you enter through Nicolas Cage's mouth. And he just arises out of the sand.
This movie suddenly became a horror movie or porn movie, depending on who you are.
Bring me the diamond in the rough.
For me, it's a horror porn.
I've just got a question on tangent. The diamond in the rough, what is that?
Well, I think it was Aladdin.
Yeah, it was Aladdin. Oh. Aladdin's the diamond in the rough.
Because he was the rough, but he was obviously very well refined. And he was the only one to get past that first cave collapsing on him. I was thinking, why wouldn't he just mine it? Like,
yeah,
like go through there, just excavate the shit out of it and get all the treasure and the lamp.
Question 8, what does it say?
What is your most controversial opinion about this film? And this is courtesy of...
Julio of the Contrarians. A lot of people love Abu. They think he's quite cool, the monkey. That guy is a moron.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I've got to tell you now, Abu is a moron. They break into the, you know, what is it, the Cave of Wonders or whatever?
Yeah.
Break into the Cave of Wonders. He immediately goes to grab a gem. Aladdin tells him off, says no. Next scene, Abu tells off Aladdin, slaps Aladdin, what are you doing? Don't grab one. Because Aladdin's like all mystified, oh, I want this. Next scene, he's fucking grabbing another one himself. What a little moron.
They were like a bunch of crack addicts. Like,
yes. That's exactly it.
It was like, no, don't do it. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Stay strong, man. Just last an hour.
Just one hit.
Exactly. Now, I had a question about that as well. Is like, that's a monkey. That's not a human touching a jewel. Why is the monkey touching something?
I'd touch your jewels.
I know. I'm touching them right now. That's how I'm getting through this. Oh,
God. Why have the jewels there, though? What's the point?
They're trying to lure the best of the worst.
Okay, so it's like a test to make sure, right?
Yeah.
And then you get the lamp, and you're allowed to grab the lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah? And then you get out, and you rub the lamp, and go, I want all the jewels in that cave.
Done.
Done.
Yeah. Like, I just realized that fucking The Last Crusade came out a couple of years before this. And it's the same thing again.
Yeah.
They go into a magical cave. You've got to pick the right one. If you pick the wrong one, you've chosen poorly and you die.
I've got a real big controversial opinion about this film. They would never fall in love. Aladdin's not a believable character. Aladdin is a street rat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's articulate. He's really good looking. He's coordinated. He's savvy. He's got everything going for him.
Mm.
Why the fuck doesn't he have a job? Get a job, you lazy.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, he's got everything going for him.
It's true.
He can sing, got a sculpted jaw. Like, man, that guy could pick up anyone.
Exactly.
And he doesn't even have a job. And then Princess Jasmine comes and meets him. It's like, oh my God, you're great. Like,
yeah.
No, he hasn't showered. Like,
he's just the first dude you've spoken to, aside from the guards that won't talk to you, and your handmaiden, and your cat that cleans itself.
Okay, let's talk about the economy in Agrabah.
Oh yeah, I love good conversations.
So there's the palace, there's royalty, and then there's the people in the market selling things.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you could be a guard at the palace. What? There didn't seem to be any other jobs going on.
There was a few things left out of this that were in the cartoon. There was actually a whorehouse in the cartoon.
What?
Yeah. No, there was. If you watch it as an adult, it's definitely a whorehouse. He breaks into a window while he's running away from people, and there's all these ladies in there all dressed up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They all know him. And that's the funny bit.
Well, there was that scene. No, there was that scene, though. He broke in. There was just one old dude, and all the girls were like, Aladdin, Aladdin.
Yeah. Hey.
Prozzies.
Oh, Aladdin. Maybe he's got a bit of a side income. So, Stace, what's your controversial opinion?
This film needs to be renamed and rebranded.
What's it going to be called?
Jasmine. This is not a story about Aladdin, the street urchin dude who hasn't had a shower. This is a story about a smart and sophisticated young princess who gets what she deserves in the end. She is respectful of people and she gets promoted to Sultan.
That's a good point.
She's the main character. Why the fuck are we even worrying about Aladdin is my question.
You are right. Like, that
is a very good point.
That is the biggest change from the cartoon to the remake, is her character being not this meek little naive princess and being like a bit more girl power.
But she does it in such a nice way that she's not, it's not overbearing, it's not blah, blah, blah. She's just being who she is. She's just growing up and getting her birthright, essentially. Yeah.
And let's put it away because we are about to ask what character from this film just clearly needs to get laid.
It's Abu. I don't see any other monkeys. Like, he's not going to pick up anyone else. Like, he's a bit smelly, sort of wriggly little fucker. Like,
bit of a thief.
Yeah, bit of a thief. Like,
yeah.
You know, guys just has to hang out with Aladdin. Look at Aladdin's game. Like, he's got the hottest chick in all of Agrabah. Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
Man, and even the genie picks up in this movie. Like, Abu's sitting there going, like, what about me?
Okay, well, I think that Dahlia is the one that needs to get laid. The handmaid.
The handmaid.
Yeah, the handmaid.
She's gagging, eh?
Yeah. Oh, she is, man.
She's super excited to meet the genie.
The first person that comes along, eh?
Yeah.
I don't care that you're blue.
Yeah. I don't care you've got no undercarriage. You're just a floating chest.
Yeah.
Well, what about being locked up inside a palace with no one to have sex with because you're the only one there of your species? Raja.
Yeah.
Like, at least Abu's out, you know, roaming the streets sort of thing. Like, yeah, there's for another monkey. There's not very much potential for another female bloody tiger to come strolling into the palace.
Or male tiger. We still haven't established.
That's true. Yeah. Good point.
You'd make it work, wouldn't you? Like, yeah. Oh, got me another dude. Oh, well, fucking A, you know.
Broke back tiger.
Oh, no.
And question number 10, what top 10 list would you guys have this movie on?
A top 10 musical sing-along movies, definitely. Even in a packed cinema, I was singing along, much to the cringe of yourself and Stacey. And
even with
I even had like hand gestures and movements going on.
It's
like,
so true.
My feet were moving, my mouth was moving, and... they're just such catchy songs. Like,
yeah.
It's awesome.
I'm going to have this on top 10 movies from 2019 I will probably never watch again. Aww. And I'm saying that while staring at Stacey's belly. You're going to have to watch it with the future child.
No, we've already decided you're doing like all the movies and the Wiggles and stuff like that.
When did we decide this? Oh, I've got to stop drinking,
it's just
man.
Just a given.
This drinking while you're not allowed to drink is tearing me apart. Tearing me apart, Stacey!
You're in charge of entertainment in this household, okay?
That's true. I do entertain myself quite a lot.
Top 10 movies where the female lead should actually be the hero.
So true.
Yeah, definitely.
Just like Saving Private Ryan. And Reservoir Dogs.
Who's the female lead in that?
There is none. There's not one.
There's none.
No woman in the whole movie.
It could also be on a top 10 list.
Matt Damon's kind of a girl.
It could be on a top 10 list of like hot, sophisticated, awesome lead females who end up with a douchey like dude.
Oh, kind of like our wedding.
What?
What?
No, I was kind of thinking about Long Shot, where right. Charlize Theron ends up with Seth Rogen.
Yeah, that's trading down.
Seth Rogen's always punching in every one of his movies.
He could be in a relationship like, with Jonah Hill and you'd still be like,
It's like next movie, it's Katherine Heigl. Next movie, it's like every time he's punching hard.
Rose Byrne, Charlize Theron. And that takes us over to our personal questions. Three questions that we ask of the other two that we don't have to answer ourselves. So what do you got there, Stacey?
So we need to replace Will Smith, clearly. And I think that we should femwash the genie and switch into a female actor.
She's a genie in a bottle. You've got to rub her the right way. Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
It's not my answer. I'm going with Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
I love me Charlize Theron. And she was amazing in Long Shot. She's amazing in Mad Max Fury Road.
Has she done comedy? Like, I haven't seen her. Like, because it's slightly comedic.
What's that one where she's like really ugly and got a burnt face and stuff?
Monster?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Going around killing dudes and stuff. It was awesome.
Got a couple of options here. I think the first one explains itself. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, that works on so many levels.
It was something about the voice. Done.
Hello.
But really, if I had to cast it today, Ellen DeGeneres.
Shit, that's good.
Yeah.
The guy whose She'd nickname is Dory has picked Dory.
Yeah. Exactly. But she would be a great genie.
She would. She's got the charm.
It's the right sort of humour. It would go down well with her.
Yeah, it's true.
Question 12. What made-up region or country would you be prince of?
Wakanda forever.
What the fuck?
What?
Wakanda, it's made up. Wakanda.
Did you just make it up?
No, it's Wakanda. It's out of Black Panther, out of the MCU. I would love to be T'Challa.
Okay.
Or are you trying to think of my own one? Okay, yeah, I'd be KFC of Sam.
Just Kentucky.
Or Kentucky.
Great chicken.
Great chicken.
And bourbon.
Yes, all in bourbon, yes.
Yeah, it's two good things.
KFC and bourbon. Holy shit, I need to move to Kentucky. What am I doing here? See your wife?
Yeah.
Good luck with that kid,
you,
mate.
Princess.
Not King's Landing?
No.
Gotham, definitely.
Ooh, that's a good
idea. I was thinking about it because all the other like fantasy places I was thinking of were kind of weird. Like, I was like, Wizard of Oz? Nah, Munchkin's pretty ugly. And then... I was thinking...
Shade at the Munchkins.
Like, if you were going to be the prince, like, you want to be able to enjoy the fruits of your land. And
I was like, Gotham's pretty normal, like pretty up.
Pretty normal.
Well, like, it's upmarket. It's a spin-off of New York, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, like, you know, like, you're going to have pretty high standard of living if you're the king of Gotham.
That is true, but you're going to have about 17 million idiots trying to kill you every day.
Oh, just get them killed.
How was your day? Oh, so Joker blew up my house. Oh, sweet.
I'll guillotine the shit out of those.
Good answer.
And Sam mentioned this in his good thing, that costumes and accessories and everything was awesome in this movie. So what is your favourite accessory?
I really like the magic carpet. I mean, how do you go past that?
And it's got a personality too.
I was going to say that. Like, exactly. It's a bit quirky, the carpet.
Yeah. Like, I admit I shed a tear at the end where it got shredded and looked like it was about to die. Yeah. I was a little bit upset. I was like, you've got more personality than Jafar. This is yeah. breaking me.
You haven't said a single word.
Yeah, exactly.
I went with Jafar's snake staff.
Oh, that's good.
That thing lights up. It hypnotizes people. It's like Damn. Fully blingy gold, like LEDs or if it's magic or, you know, I don't know what Jafar's running there, but man, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Okay, guys, that moves us on to my personal questions. Now, I'm ruling out Raja because he's the obvious choice, but what do you guys reckon out of Iago or Abu, which would be the most handiest pet?
I think I'd go for Abu. He's definitely more likable. He doesn't talk, which is quite handy because that fucking parrot, you'd kill it. Like,
Dory's been masturbating. Yeah. Shut up. Grannytonfatties.com.
Like, oh my God, shut up. Like, and Abu, like, you know, he's pretty quick. Like, I don't even know why Aladdin is a thief. Just send Abu out to do it all. Like, pretty good on his own.
I actually went for Iago.
Really?
But on a couple of provisos, you have to train him properly.
Yeah.
So he's smart. He could be like a really awesome, handy, like, messenger.
Yeah, definitely. Could go lots of places.
Yeah, he could go lots of places. He could just go get that lamp with no fuss.
Good point.
And, you know, no mucking around. And he could also swoop around, fly around, find out what's going on in the village and in the palace and everything. And
kind of like the CCTV of Agrabah.
I feel like he'd be more reliable too. Like if you send him on a bear run, he'd come back with the bears within like 5-10 minutes. If you send Abu, half an hour later, you come down the street and he's just fucking...
He's drunk.
blind on the sidewalk.
I think that's down to the nurture. Like I think Abu's got way more leash being with Aladdin.
Yeah, true.
Whereas
yeah, yeah.
like yeah. Iago with Jafar, like yeah. if Iago fucks up, he's he gets dead. The staff.
That's true, yeah. Okay, my next question. What do you guys reckon would be the hardest part about magic carpet riding?
For me, it would be getting on the cupboard, trusting that it actually will work.
Well, support your weight.
Because every time, well, yes, that currently
You are
yes.
heavily pregnant. Yeah.
But every time they went on it, they like just jumped off the balcony onto it. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
For me, it would be getting the hair out of your mouth.
Yes, that's the right answer.
Oh, you guys.
Magic carpet riding.
I honestly yes, thought about yes. I thought about this pretty deeply. Have you ever ridden a motorbike?
Yes.
For me, I think that's almost the closest thing I can compare what I imagine riding a magic carpet would be like.
Mm.
If you ever ride it without a helmet, yes. bugs.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Bugs.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you hit a bug at 100k an hour. You see what it does yeah. on your windscreen? Oh my God, it hurts.
Exactly.
Like, you get one like, a whole new... Like, that must be really hard to sing, like when you're doing about 200 on a carpet.
Exactly. Well done, Dory. You picked up the two things I was thinking of when I wrote that question. Even the bit at the end where they send the magic carpet to go pick him up from, like, obviously the North Pole or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's back within 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine riding a magic carpet at about 1,000
It'd be cold.
Kilometers
You'd need leathers.
So.
Hard.
Yeah. He'd show up and his entire face is just blistered off.
Hey, you know, Santa
he's just a
does
skull
it.
Where he, oh, you're true. Santa does do it. That's true. And finally, aside from Jafar, who is the biggest dick, jack-off, a-hole, whatever, in this film?
It's got to be the Sultan.
Oh, yeah. That's all I
have. He is the most passive, lazy shit leader I've ever seen. Like, pretty much, Jafar already runs the place. I don't even know why he's got that power trip. Like, he's already in charge. He's yeah. actually got him under a spell. Like, he can tell him what to do.
Yeah.
True.
He's got, and he's just passive. Like, he doesn't really care. When it comes to his daughter, he gives a couple of shits.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
about the only yeah. time you see any passion out of the guy.
He's totally given up on life. He's,
oh, yeah.
He's obviously been Sultan for too long, and he's just gone, oh, well, who gives
they
a
They sell it like he's heartbroken.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, because his wife's died or whatever. But he he's a sultan. Fucking get a new one.
Like, yeah.
Takes him literally a near-death experience before he actually gives a shit about his daughter, eh?
Yeah.
Enough to change the rules.
Yeah.
Cool, and that moves us over to Dory for his set of three personal questions.
My first question is, this movie successfully turned animation into a real-life movie? Which real-life movie would you want to see animated?
This is a real easy answer for me. Everyone that knows me knows I'm a massive fan of Marvel. I would like to see Logan turned back into a animated film. Now, Logan is based on the comic book series Old Man Logan, in which a very old Wolverine travels from one side of the country with Hawkeye, fights off like derivatives of Hulk, Red Skull, people like that. Like all these characters that can't appear in the same universe, and these guys are looking at me like I'm a fucking nerd.
It's a fucking crap answer, that's why.
Yes.
You've gone with like something that was originally animated and turned it back into animated. Like, yes. Well done.
Yeah. You need a new answer.
Hate
Huffing
fuels
glue
me.
Or something?
Hate fuels me. Bring it. No, Old Man Logan, fucking love to see that as a film.
Stacey, I know it's a hard one. It's a bit obscure.
It is. But I'm going to go with Life of Pi.
Yeah.
So that's a live action movie that came out, oh no, not that long ago, a few years ago. It's awesome. Yeah. And
2012, 2014.
We all know that animations work really well with mystical situations and animals and, you know, different things going on. Works really well. So
Yeah, that would work. Okay, my next question. What do you feel was the biggest difference in the vibe of this film compared to the original? I was actually targeting it at this at something, and I think we've already really touched on it.
Well, the Jasmine's a bit more outspoken.
A bit more of a character?
Yeah, it's a bit more of a character. That aside, I found it a little bit more fast-paced and gritty. That bit where he gets tossed out of the tower into the ocean and looks like he's going to drown. Man, I was like, whoa, this is like pretty dark. And the bit at the start where Jafar just straight up dumps a dude down a well. Like, yeah. Whoa, this movie ain't fucking around.
Yeah. No, this life's cheap.
Mm.
I don't know if this is actually correct or not. I'm guessing this is a bit more Bollywood than probably the animation.
Yeah.
What's your final question there, Dory?
Last question. Jafar is the shittiest villain since...
The Night King.
Ooh.
From Game of Thrones.
Controversial.
He didn't say
and
much.
Topical.
No, he didn't say much. And the threat of the Night King was far, far superior to the actual reality.
Shit, that's a good answer.
Yeah, found out real quick, that guy.
Just had pretty much every villain from the DCEU. Pick one, I don't care. Jared Leto's Joker? Sure.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are some other ones? Whoever the bad guy was in Aquaman? Sure. Oh, Patrick Wilson, there we go. Whoever the bad guy was in Wonder Woman? Sure. Steppenwolf in Justice League? Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, good answers, guys.
And that moves us on to our final question, which is, well, the one that you would ask anyone. It's one of the most common questions that you can immediately think of when you think of genies, which I want to know from you guys. If you guys had three wishes, what would they be? And I'll tell you what, to mix it up, we'll go one each, one at a time.
Obviously, there's rules to this, right?
Sorry, I forgot to mention, you're not allowed to bring anyone back from the dead. You're not allowed to force anyone to love you. You can't wish for more wishes.
I don't need to force anyone to love me.
Yes, Sam, where were you going with that rule?
It's the movie's rule.
There used to be a TV show, but this guy used to get the paper a day early.
Yeah.
It was delivered on his doorstep.
Ah.
And he spent his whole life trying to like prevent accidents from happening that were like headline news.
Yes. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm lazy. A day before, that's not much time. Maybe get it a year before. Like, could you imagine just reading the stock news a year early?
So, that's really good.
Because I'm thinking, like, I want to be rich, but I want to be legitimately rich. Like,
yeah.
Imagine gambling. Like, oh, who's going to win the Melbourne Cup? Oh, I don't know. you know, every sports result ever, you'd have it covered.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being able to tell the future, but wouldn't send you as insane as actually being able to know the future. Like, you wouldn't be like Bran.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And you'd have to actually put the work in. Like, you'd have the info, but you'd have to do something.
Yeah, and you'd definitely, like, you'd store them and, like, come back to them, like... Ooh, just check what's happening in a couple of months.
You're going to tell me it's really lame, but the first thing that jumped into my head would be to be really healthy, be full of energy, and be one of those people who just bounces out of bed in the morning and is like, woohoo, you know, I'm alive.
That's not stupid at all. I've got wishes that are similar.
And you just don't have any complaints. Nothing hurts.
I want to steal that.
Yeah, exactly right, Mr. My neck sore every day.
That's a really good pick. I might riff off that. And I wish I had the superpower to be able to heal people.
Fuck! Yes! I didn't think anyone was going to go missing.
Yeah.
No, it was just me.
So here are you guys pretending you care about other people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Here's the problem,
I was
though.
Planning on making money out of it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You got cancer, do you?
You would be the world's best doctor.
Oh.
But that's the problem, though, is like, how much would people want from you? If you could cure everything.
No, you'd have a cult.
You'd have a queue for miles.
But even if that whole, like, you know, you wake up and your neck's sore, it'd be like, touch my neck. Yes. No, it's not sore anymore. I'm good.
Yeah. Too bad knee's gone. They're fine. They're
a healer.
Shoulder, all that sort of shit.
Yeah, it's also eternal life, theoretically, isn't it?
It is, but I think as long as you age and die of natural causes, I mean, sure. Like, you'd be able to have, like, a really rich existence. Like, you'll be 95 years old, go for a run, you know, heal your muscles afterwards, you'd be sweet.
Yeah. Like, there'd be no degradation.
Nah.
Like, you could fix everything.
Your next two wishes are going to really impact on that first wish. Because
oh, my next wish is that I was dead, so...
No. Because you're... So, assuming you've got a limited time and physical resources, you're going to have to prioritise all those people that you're healing.
Well, you just got to be secretive about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be advertising that I can heal. I would be healing, like, not even telling people that I'm healing.
Okay.
I would go, like, visit the Children's Ward at hospital and see some kids and sort of just discreetly sort of touch them.
Maybe you don't even have to touch them.
Discreetly touching children. So that's where this was all going. Okay.
My second wish is to heal.
Yeah.
Seems like you've covered that. I'm going to go with my third wish.
Yeah.
And this is something that every red-blooded male is going to agree with me. And it's not sexual. Super coordination. Being like the man at almost anything that you want to sort of, that requires coordination.
Yeah.
I'm imagining doing sports in slow motion. You know, when everyone else is just reacting, you've sort of got time to like think about it and move your body accordingly. You're not that faster than anyone else. You just have your same physical abilities that you have now.
Yeah.
But with just pinpoint coordination.
Ooh, that's good. I'm going to riff on that as well. Talking about TV shows, did you ever see that one, The Pretender, where there was that guy who was like so super smart that he could pretend to be a doctor, pretend to be a lawyer? I'd like that, like what you're talking about. Like, you watch someone play piano or guitar or something like that, or you watch someone sing, or you watch someone direct a movie, whatever, you can instantly do it.
Yeah.
Like, the second you see someone do something, you know it, you learn it.
You absorb skills through...
osmosis, almost. Like,
yeah, observing.
You just watch someone, you're like, okay, I can do that.
But with these powers, like that sort of stuff, what would challenge you in life? That would be your problem. You'd run out of drive. You need to be shit at something. You need to have a weakness.
Okay, you forget all
wait,
about
wait,
it within a week.
Do you still look like you look now?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Yeah. But maybe that's the time limit. So like, okay, I'm the world's best guitarist. And then a week later, you're like, oh, I'm the world's shittest guitarist.
I forgot
how to do this.
Yeah.
And so you'd have to constantly keep at it. Like, because that'd be cool. Because then you could test things that you really like. Or do I want to be a doctor? Okay, I can heal people. How? Do I want to be a doctor? I'm fucking still talking about doctors. Do I want to be a guitarist in like the biggest band in the world or whatever? So you watch someone play guitar and you're like, okay, I'm really good at guitar. And then after a week, you know, you forget it and you're like, did I really enjoy that? Nah, not really. I'm going to go learn something else. You know, it's like
I
maybe you can only keep
band.
One or two skills at a time. Yeah. By the way, guys,
Taurus has gone AWOL after a week.
He wrote like 50 of the most amazing songs you've ever heard and now he's quit.
Yeah,
why? He doesn't know how to play guitar.
He's lost it. I'm really proud that no one said I want to fly.
That's my last one.
I want to be invisible.
Yeah. Like these cliche wishes.
I've got a similar one for my last one. What do you got to say?
Okay, I've got something that I think would be really cool. I'm just trying to think
is it crabs?
Of how to
work. Cool.
Okay, so we've got lots of problems in the world and the environment at the moment, like climate change and pollution and plastic and different things.
It's fake news.
So... I was just trying to think of a wish that you could make that would resolve some of that. So maybe it's that you wish that humankind couldn't create things that ultimately end up destroying the planet.
We'd go extinct in like a couple of months.
Why?
Think about how many plastics there are out there and everything that's stored in plastic and everything that gets transported in plastic and all that sort of stuff.
So we need
plastics destroy
things.
The environment.
Yeah, but so that's why I'm thinking the wish might be that we can figure out what that circular economy looks like. And actually, that's all we can create within.
Yeah.
You want something more environmentally conscious.
No, that's cool. No. Like,
I get
to figure out like an actual circle of life that works for humanity.
Yes.
Yeah, a great ecosystem.
We can fix the ozone layer. We can create clean drinking water.
Yeah.
We can get rid of any sort of toxins and soils and stuff like that.
Because at the moment it's a bit hit and miss. Everyone's got their own ideas and they're running off doing everything all over the place.
Stacey's installing a massive freezer down south and up north. Like, keep climate change limited.
Yeah. You pretty much want just like a space elevator that like everything just gets sent out into space, just gets shot into the sun once a day. Like all the bad shit just off it goes. Yeah,
that's what got us into this mess.
Yeah, Sam. Yeah, how's that going to help?
Oh, we'll just put it in the sea. Yeah, it's gone.
No, but if you shoot into the sun, you never see it again.
Yeah, but
until it comes back as like UV rays
so
that
the
kill
sun,
us.
Yeah, every day we go outside and we've got
within a month we get plasticated from UV rays or something. That'd be quite funny. Okay, well, I didn't want to fly, but I wanted to have the ability to be able to move things with my mind. Because here's the thing about flying, right? Like we talked about the magic carpet and all that sort of shit. The second you jump on there and fly on that thing, you're getting like bugs and shit and all that sort of stuff. I want to be able to create a force field around myself that I can lift myself up and fly, but not get hit by shit and stuff like that. And, you know, like you're sitting on the couch. I want a beer. Okay, fridge is open. Boom, beer in my hand.
Now you want to be Magneto.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was
or Jean Grey. Jean Grey can move shit with her mind.
You started off saying you wanted to fly, but then you wanted to move the beer closer to you.
No, you can move things with your mind. So you can move yourself. You can open a fridge, move a beer to you. You could.
None of us went for, like, I want a gun and a holster.
I want to be in a Western.
I want to go skydiving.
Yeah.
I wish for world peace.
None of us wish world peace.
Stacey's healed the world.
She's getting there. Stacey's the philanthropist out of us.
So, yes, let's go with equality.
Yep.
And what I'm talking about is robust legal systems and cultural systems that support everyone being equal no matter what your situation is. So this is actually one of the number one issues in the developing world, is that because a lot of developing countries have very, very corrupt legal systems, then no matter how much people try and be equal, there's no way that can happen, and particularly women. So we're going to create equality through robust legal systems.
That's very noble of you. I'm very proud of you. Not surprised that me and Doria went with something that was kind of self-serving.
Yeah, and you saved the world.
My first one was self-serving.
None of us freed the genie either. I'm really proud of fuck the genie.
Oh, fuck that. Like as I said, man, you pass it on to your mates. Everyone else gets a couple of wishes. Fuck that.
I reckon if you had that agreement, you'd be like, look, I'm going to give you it. You get two wishes for yourself and one wish to make the world a better place. Like,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you got to give it to someone that you think will be do good wishes.
Yeah. Most of my friends I definitely would not give the And that takes us down to the end of the podcast. Thanks again, Dory, for joining us.
Hey, welcome, mate. It was blast.
It was awesome. Great, great chat. Thanks, Stacey. Thanks again for coming on and doing a movie that you walked out of the cinema and said, fuck that, why are we going to talk about that film?
I didn't use those exact words.
No, they were way worse.
She suffered through it to do a podcast with me. Thank you, Stacey.
That's how awesome she is.
Yeah, charitable. As we've established.
And thanks again to our Patreons that help give us money to pay to go see these films. You guys are the best. Thanks also to everyone that's listened. You guys are pretty cool as well. And a couple of episodes coming up for you guys to be excited about. We have Billy and Topher coming on the episode to talk about Godzilla 2, King of Monsters, because not a single fucking one of my friends would dare go see this movie with me. And I can't fucking blame them. The reviews look shit. I'm looking at two nodding heads at the moment. Yeah, completely understandable. So if you guys would like to get in contact with us, you can do so on our Facebook page, Movie Reviews in 20Qs. You can find us on Twitter at Movie Reviews In, or send us an email at mritqs@gmail.com. If you'd like to jump on our Patreon and give us $1 a month, you get early access to our episodes as well as our Patreon-only episodes. You can find us on patreon.com/mritqs, or there's a link in the notes below. Anyway, that is thanks for me.
Thanks, see ya.
See ya. If you were a female princess, you'd probably have a female cat.
Mmm. You still here, Stacey?
Yes.